Welcome to Back Porch Pilgrimage, Episode 10. Thank you for joining me on the journey. In the months leading up to me taking my first steps on the Camino, I did what I suppose most every pilgrim does these days. I read blogs of people who had walked it. I read a book or two. I joined a couple of Facebook groups. I watched YouTube videos. All of this research, if I'm being honest, was as much about alleviating my nervousness relative to all of the unknowns of such a trip as it was about getting prepared. The truth is, I've never been a particularly good planner. Details are not my forte. I'm a big picture guy. As an example, I know folks who watched multiple videos on how to pack your backpack, while I got a list of the gear that one should take along off of a blog site a few weeks ahead of leaving. And I didn't get all of the gear packed until an hour or so before I left my house to catch the plane to Paris. As it happens, we were somewhere over the Atlantic Ocean when I realized I had left the book on a chair in my office. The book is A Pilgrim's Guide to the Camino de Santiago by John Brierley, which is recognized as one of the leading sources of information for a pilgrim walking the way. This book has been field tested by thousands of pilgrims. It has maps and historical notes and contact and price information for albergues, along with oodles of helpful hints for navigating the journey. Many consider it the first thing you put in your pack to avoid doing what I had done. When I realized what had happened, I had my usual moment of self-recrimination. See? This is what happens when you are a last-minute Lucy. Now what will you do? What an awful mistake. After I took a few deep breaths, I did what any intrepid 21st century pilgrim would do. I logged on to the plane's onboard Wi-Fi, put Amazon.com into my internet browser, and bingo, I'm in the store looking for a Kindle version of the guidebook to download onto my phone. As it happens, in 2019, the Brierley book was not available in Kindle format. But I managed to find another guide that was. Now, the one I downloaded didn't have the depth of detail I remembered from Brierley's guide, but it did have enough information that I felt I wouldn't be totally lost once I started. Still, I felt pretty embarrassed about my mistake, and the cranky self-talk was still very much in my head when my friend Jim and I began our walk 30 hours later. But here's an interesting thing. Jim had the book, and we used it exclusively for our 6 days of walking together. And then, after he left the way to return home, nearly every other pilgrim I met on the trail, in coffee shops, albergues, or restaurants, had the book as well. And because of the hospitality that exists on the Camino, everyone I asked was more than happy to share their book long enough for me to access a map or check out a phone number. Now, don't get me wrong. The guide I had on my phone was perfectly fine. And I did use it, but for a bit over half of my walk, I was comparing what was in my guidebook with what I could read in the book whenever I'd borrow a copy for a few minutes from a fellow pilgrim. Then, one morning, I was chatting with a guy from South Africa. We had crossed paths a few times. We never walked together, but we seemed to have a similar need for a coffee at about the 5-kilometer mark of any given day's walk. This particular morning, I told him my sad tale of leaving the book back in Wisconsin. He said, "Maybe your lesson here is to ask for what you need and trust the way to give it to you. And while you're at it, you could trust the guidebook you have and trust that you'll see what you need to see, meet who you need to meet, and do what you need to do. And that will be enough to give you a lifetime of memories. You won't get lost, for long anyway, before you'll find a sign or someone will point you in the right direction. There are plenty of pilgrims who will help you. There's lots of wisdom out here. Just trust it. Oh, and let me pay for your coffee." I walked out of that cafe a little lighter because a fellow pilgrim had offered me some grace that I could not offer myself. He had lightened my burden, and his words helped me let go of a mistake I had made weeks before. I was grateful, and I never saw him again. So, I probably wasn't the most prepared pilgrim ever to walk the way, but I had what I needed because I was in the company of fellow pilgrims who were always willing to share. They shared expertise, they shared first aid items, they shared food, they shared stories, they even shared the book. But the more I trusted what it is to walk the way, the less often I needed to consult someone else's book. The one I had was quite enough because I had a community of people to help me along the way. One of my favorite quotes of the past few years is from an American meditation teacher named Ram Dass, who died in December of last year. The quote is, "We're all just walking each other home." There are lots of guidebooks packing self-help bookshelves everywhere. Each one, in its own way, claims to be the book that will help you solve the problem of being you. Plenty of my fellow Christians claim the Bible is the book. But more than a book, what we need are neighbors, friends, companions, and fellow pilgrims through this life to share a laugh or a bit of wisdom or a word of encouragement. We cannot do life alone. We need the company of one another. Sometimes we're the ones in need of assistance, and sometimes we're the one who can offer the assistance. When in doubt, find a way to lighten someone's burden and share a word of grace. Because, well, we're all just walking each other home.